Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's live recording with myself and a fabulous beauty and the biohacker podcast co-host Katie Moore, and you know, we're just two chicks on a mission just to help everybody look good and feel great, and we just kind of wanted to hop on and just hang out with you guys. We are going live on the at Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel, and don't forget to subscribe to the Rachel Varga podcast and the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. That's like the super, super duper nerdy version of us. But here we're going to focus a little bit more on like body, mind, spirit, energy updates that Katie and I have experienced this last week. And don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell notification so that you know when I go live here on Facebook and YouTube. All right, let's get into it. Katie, what's going on? I'm sending you a virtual hug.
Well, if you could tell from my hair, anybody watching, it's a little crazy because I'm currently in Hawaii on the Big Island. We decided to take the trek out here. It's been just kind of a wild last year for us, you know, emotionally, physically. It's been draining. And so we've been really looking for kind of a chance to decompress and de-stress and sort of get back in touch with nature, which this is kind of the paradise for that to happen. So yeah, I'm on the Big Island I'm really just loving life, and the weather is amazing.
Yeah, you recently moved there and you're planning on being there for a while. So we're hearing a lot of people kind of making the exodus from California. I personally love California. We've seen like a lot of people move to Texas, and you know, forest fires are a big problem there. Lots of other things happening. But yeah, we're just really grateful to have the opportunity to hang out with all of you. Taylor popped in here and Taylor says, "Hey guys." Hey Taylor, great to have you today on the call. Thanks for hanging out with us. And yeah, so you have the best mineral-based sunscreen to use for your time in the sun. And that's a really good reef-safe mineral SPF. You can just shoot me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll get you set up with that. But yeah, what else? How are you feeling being in a different environment? What's your skin doing?
So this is the craziest part. I've been dealing with a lot of upper back pain, kind of neck pain, lower back stuff going on. I want to say within the first, like maybe day, not even, of landing, a lot of that started to go away. And I was really surprised because, you know, I'm sleeping in a different bed. We don't have our 8-sleep chili pad, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
All your biohacking.
All our biohacking. Yeah. And so I was like, what's going on? I think there's a couple of things happening. I mean, I think it's the sun exposure, getting so much more vitamin D every day, just the nature of walking. We've been doing a lot more excursions outside, and then just being surrounded by a body of water. I've also been snorkeling and going in the water, which I think has definitely been helping my skin. So my skin, you know, thankfully I've been really taking good care of it and putting on that sunscreen multiple times a day, to ensure that I don't, you know, have any sun damage. And especially because I'm extremely prone to sunburning because of the fair nature of my skin. But I've been finding that it's like I have that like summertime dew sort of glow that's happening, that it, you know, it's almost immediate. Like when you kind of get here and you start just spending a little bit of time outside, getting that fresh water, the air, even just the humidity. I mean, it definitely has its way with my hair, but for my skin,
I totally hear you.
Yeah, there's not really much you can do. It. In fact, when I went to my hairdresser before coming out here, I was like, "So I'm going to Hawaii," and she's like, "Oh, we're going to do a different cut then, because we're just going to let it be natural. You don't want to have to worry about, you know, putting lots of products in." So, you know, it's kind of nice and freeing to not really care about all that stuff either, and just be very present and in the moment and enjoy the beauty that is, you know, my surroundings right now.
Yeah. So everybody tuning in, let's all live a little vicariously through Katie at the moment. And I just want to encourage you, Katie, to find the dolphins. I told you where to find them. I told you where they, you know, spend their afternoons. You have to go earlier in the day. Kona is one of my favorite places to go when my hubby and I would take trips. That's where we would go. But, you know, we're not really, I know where I'm from, you know, we're not really doing holidays and moving around and stuff like that. And, as Canadian, I can't just move to the U.S. to Hawaii either. And so just make space where you are. And make sure that you are actually, you know, do what you can to get a little bit of sun exposure into your eyes. It's really great for your circadian rhythm. But one of the updates that I've experienced this week is to really don't downplay the importance of skin-to-skin contact. Our skin is the largest organ of our bodies. And one of the things about being an adult and adulting is that we kind of have to have it together all the time. And I don't know about you, but that gets a little bit exhausting. So I, you know, asked my hubby today, I'm like, "Hubby, I want you to just like hold me and don't let me go until you feel like I've actually like received you and your hugs and your love and your protection and all of that." And I feel like as, you know, 21st century women, we kind of, I don't know, it's like if we give away that aspect to receive that type of love and, you know, skin on skin contact and hugs, it's like it's a bad thing and we're kind of faulted for that. What's your take on that?
Oh no, I am a huge proponent of the whole skin on skin contact. Just if you think about it from like a scientific perspective, there's this huge transference of oxytocin, which is that feel good hormone that your body actually craves and needs. And the problem that we've had during the pandemic is the lack of touching. You know, think about just the history of like the handshake and how, you know, making that skin to skin contact with another person was really significant and a huge portion of our life for so long. And there is something really nice about that kind of warm embrace. And so I firmly believe that when you can, you know, make an effort to really, you know, if you have a partner to do that kind of work, because it really does go a long way, and you'll be shocked at how quickly it actually changes your mood.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the verdict's out on the scientific clinical data on why contact is so incredibly important for our development. If you've ever heard stories of like feral children, they do not develop. But we need to be able to make sure that we are still cultivating secure attachments. And we can get that through our loved ones, through physical contact. And this is a really key element to survival, right? If we and thriving, and if we don't have that, then we're not going to be doing so great. And obviously do what's respectful to others and your comfort level, especially with what's going on and safety and all of that. As you know, this isn't medical advice, but I just wanted to share something that I spent a little bit of time doing some deep shadow work on. And that's actually secure attachment. So if that is going to help me, I'm sure someone tuning in, it'll be like, okay, I'm going to ask for that because I'm the one always giving. And we tend to do this as women and caregivers. We need to be okay with asking to receive that. And like I said, our skin is our largest organ. I don't want you to just like feel that secure attachment on your skin. I want you to feel it into every little nook and cranny in your body. Be fully present. It's like, for example, when one of your grandparents held you as a child and you just feel so loved and cared for, you know, they're rubbing your little belly or your little feet. Just be with that moment. That's really why I wanted to hop on here with Katie and I, just to give us, you know, give each other some updates and some words of encouragement and how we can continue to bolster ourselves. And, you know, I'm talking a lot about the biofield, so get ready for that. But this is a way that our biofields can come together and we can support one another.
I'm going to add kind of like my sort of, you know, show and tell of the week and something that I've learned. And as you know, I'm really into this whole kind of concept of like cultivating abundance, because I've had a lot of money issues, struggles around, you know, student debt, and then always never feeling worthy of abundance. And this week I actually watched a course on Mindvalley with Ken Honda talking about this Japanese principle of arigato, which basically it means, you know, looking at money transference as energy. So the whole idea about it, around it, is anytime you're paying or giving somebody money of any sort, whether it's at a store or, you know, a PayPal or whatever, you say arigato, and it means thank you in Japanese, and vice versa. When money comes in, you also say that. And so what you starts to happen, and I've actually been noticing it for myself, is I'm not thinking about money as a transaction. I'm thinking about it as an energy exchange. And just making that shift has really helped kind of level the playing field for me to make it less scary, less about this whole idea of like money is evil or any of those, you know, artificial constructs that society has around it.
Programs.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And really just thinking about it as a flow in and out. And so that's kind of my big thing, being on the Big Island, is just being a grateful and expressing gratitude, but also really looking at this like energy exchange in all facets.
Gorgeous. Well, I think that's really, really sweet. And again, this was just like a really quick live with us and you all tuning in here, how we can continue to support one another, what we've learned, some things that you can start to employ in your daily life to, you know, really help to uplift your body, mind, spirit, and energy. And in the process, you are going to look better. You're going to be brighter. Your interactions with people, places, and things are going to be more beautiful. And yeah, that may sound a little bit of wishy-washiness, but when you start to practice it, really beautiful things start to happen. And I just see some sweet changes in you, Katie, with just, you know, relocating, and you're vibing high right now, girlfriend.
I am. Yeah. No, I'm feeling so zen. I think, you know, it's a combination of obviously changing location. You know, it's something that I haven't really done in the past year. And my fiance and I loved to travel before everything happened last year. So leaving our home in California and coming out here. And again, just the whole point is to be more present, is just to enjoy nature. And we came out without a to-do list. We literally are like, when we wake up, we're going to decide how we feel and what we want to do for the day. There's something very freeing about that. And the idea of not having a set timeline either, like we have to leave by X date. I mean, obviously, I realize how privileged this is to be able to do something like this. I understand there's a lot of people that can't. But if you ever do have the opportunity to visit a place and not set a strict timeline for yourself, or not even do make a to-do list, you will be amazed at just how many opportunities start to fall in your lap and how abundant you feel just by, you know, stepping outside and taking in the beauty of the landscape without feeling like you're being rushed to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the red pill.
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. It's different. I mean, listen, I am classic type A. I love structure. I'm the type of person that's like, let's have an itinerary. And so this has been getting me out of my comfort zone. But by doing something uncomfortable, it's actually forcing me to kind of reconnect with myself in a much higher level. I don't know, Rachel, something's going on out here in the air, but I'm feeling really, really good.
It's the love. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Awesome. Yeah. So Katie's getting a little bit of a recalibration. So am I this week. You know, we're doing some deep inner work, and I really encourage you guys to do the same and really evaluate the way that you're living and, you know, potentially some of the programmed ways that you're living. And especially with women, being able to be more in that receiving mode and receiving love and knowing when to ask for that and knowing when to kind of like shake things up a little bit is a really beautiful skill to start to cultivate, and it will help you live a more beautiful life. So thanks everybody for tuning in here on the Rachel Varga podcast. It was a blast hanging out. Please send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I'd love to hear from you, and also some future content ideas and topics. And yeah, I'll see you guys soon in the next episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.